Don Waddell, who joins us now, Carolina Hurricanes general manager. Don, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. We're just having the conversation about this sort of, it seems as if the last couple of weeks specifically, there's more of a return to toughness in the NHL. And I was bringing up the point about your Carolina Hurricanes, and it almost seemed, whether it's Martinuk, whether it's Ferland, that's something that was pretty apparent to you last year, and then you went and did something about it to make your team tougher. True or false?
Very true. We just felt with our skilled players that we wanted to add some size and some physical presence to our hockey club, and certainly those two players have added that for us.
Do you see in the last two or three weeks a trend of maybe more animosity out there, more challenges, even the chirping, all of it? Don, is it just me, or have you noticed it as well?
Nick, we're going back to the days when you played, I believe.
Thank you.
West
best answer.
We got off a West Coast trip, and we played in L.A., San Jose, and Anaheim, and three big physical teams, and certainly they were very highly spirited games.
Well, Don, you look at Washington last year, and Jeff just made the point that the NHL has always been a kind of a copycat league, and you look what they won with, and their third line guys like Wilson, like Eller, big bodies, and are other teams trying? You mentioned you guys made that move, but you think that's the trend? It's still small skilled, but you feel you need those big bodies if you're going to win the Stanley Cup.
Well, I think it's a combination, because your big bodies have to be able to play, and they have to be able to skate, because the league's become a fast league, as you mentioned. So I think the backing up 10, 15 years ago where you had that true fourth line. I don't see that that way. Your fourth line's got to be able to play and bring that presence with them. But certainly, whether people are copycatting or in our situation, we just felt that our skilled guys are like the Ajos and Tavos, our smaller guys that to add to the size around them would be smart from our hockey club.
Being joined by Don Waddell, general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes. It's the Canes and the Maple Leafs later on this evening. You mentioned two of the highly skilled players, Sebastian Aho, Teuvo Teravainen as well. Andrei Svechnikov, you grabbed second overall last year at the NHL draft. So no shortage of skill on your roster right now. When you look at these players, and I'm focusing in, Don, specifically on Sebastian Aho, what do you think the ceiling is for this player? Every time I watch your games, my jaw drops at least once with Aho.
Well, I should be careful because we're trying to negotiate a long-term contract with him. But out of respect out of the player, what he brings every night is, you know, this is an all-rounded player that plays every zone as best as his abilities. And his playmaking skills, I think, have really shined this year playing up the middle. I think, you know, he's certainly been on pace for a point a game. So, you know, I could definitely see him becoming a 80-point guy on a regular basis.
Don, a lot of us would look at your lineup in preseason and go, this one has as much upside as any in the league in terms of getting back to a playoff. And a lot of that was based on your blue line and the talent that you have there. I know recently here in Toronto with the Willie Nylander scenario that there was a link with you guys and possibly moving a defenseman. I don't know what you want to say about that, but there is a sense there that if you want a good defenseman, then you call Carolina.
Yeah, and that, we've gotten lots of calls. You know, we feel like that's the strength of our hockey club right now. And, you know, if you look at the weaknesses, we don't score enough goals. So we've been in talks with multiple teams as far as if we're going to move one of our what we call premier guys, we have to address one of our situations, and that would be goal scoring. So there is lots of talk going on. You know, this time of year, usually not a lot of things get done, but it doesn't hurt to at least explore every avenue to see if something makes sense. But if we were to move one of our defensemen, it would be not for futures or anything like that. It would be to try to help our hockey club right now score goals.
And that's, I'm imagining, because you have the luxury of having a couple of guys that look like they're as close to NHL ready as they've been since they turned pro. I'm a big Trevor Carrick guy. I know he came up that game against the Islanders. He got his game. Jake Bean has been up for a couple of games as well. How close do you think some of those Charlotte players, our defensemen specifically, to making the jump, that next step to the Carolina Hurricanes?
Well, in Bean's situation, you know, I think he's got all the tools and the ability to be an NHL player. Being a first-year pro, though, it's not a bad thing to let him play 24, 25 minutes a night down in Charlotte and gain that experience, but he's certainly going to be an NHL player in the near future. You know, Trevor's an interesting guy because he came into camp here and won everybody over with his heart and desire. Probably not the most gifted skater in the world, but certainly finds a way to get the job done, and he wears the logo on his sleeve. So both guys, you know, if we're in a different situation, and we proved that when we had a few injuries, we feel like we do have guys that we can call up and put right in our lineup. And so I think we're, you know, depending on what we do, if we make a trade or injury again, we felt like we have pretty good depth there at the blue line.
Yeah, one player on your blue line I've been really impressed with, Don, and I don't know if taking a flyer, because I know he had some issues with his shoulder, but Calvin DeHaan, boy, has he been good for you this year.
Yeah, he has. You know, Calvin started off a little slow, and I always put that to, you know, he hadn't played hockey since January of last year. And once he gained a little confidence and trust with our coaches, he's been a mainstay for us back there. He does all the little things very, very well. Never going to be a guy that you're going to look and put a lot of points on the score sheet. But you watch him in our own zone. He makes those simple little plays to get you out of trouble. And, you know, the big thing, we don't spend a lot of time in our zone, and I credit that to our blue line being able to, all our guys, whether it's Calvin or any of the other six guys back there, they're all capable of making that good first pass and getting you out of the zone.
I know our time with you is limited, so we thank you for it. Best of luck this evening against the Maple Leafs, Don, and best of luck the rest of the way. Thanks for spending time with us today.
Oh, always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.